What's your type?
What's your type?
What's your type?
What's your type?
All right, hello, and welcome back to What's Your Type?
The podcast about why we want what we want and why we do who we do. I am your host, Sarah Hartshorn.
And I'm your other host, Tyler Mead. And today, joining us in the studio apartment is comedian, writer, friend of the show, Oscar Ide. We stopped the recording so I could say it right, and I still got it wrong because I'm just that stupid. It's Oscar Aiden, you guys. Give it up for Oscar.
Thank
I'm
you.
So sorry. I'm so dumb.
It's fine. I don't mind. At least I know you're doing it in fun and in jest versus a lot of people who just do it.
People get my name wrong all the time.
I have been on multiple shows where I've been with comics where I'm like, I've known you for a long time. And then they get up and they're like, Aiden. And I was like, that is not my last name.
There is a moment though when you are on stage and you are about to bring someone up where my brain does go, say the wrong thing. I'm fighting that. I'm fighting like, wait, what is the right thing? Like there is that.
My biggest fear is the credits. I'm always like, because they're like, oh, I need you to say this and that. And
But please introduce my podcast. It's called Two Guys in a Hole Standing by a Well and Looking Around and Critiquing the Movie Flying Butterfly. And I'm like, oh, God, okay.
Yeah, they have a podcast.
Of course they, yeah.
Yeah.
We also have a podcast.
But it's one of those where it's like, easy, what's your type?
What's your type?
That's it.
That's the other thing. I'm in the very similar boat. Where the second I have to say the name, panic just sets in and it's like, no, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Every time I have convinced myself I'm saying it wrong, and then I check and they're like, so you thought it was the right one, and I told you it was the right one, and you still got it wrong? And I'm like, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Isn't that fun? The
more I want to remember to get it right, the less I will. 100%. I'm so excited to have you here.
Sarah, it's so good to see you.
It's so good to see your face. I'm not as around as I used to be.
Because,
you know, I had the baby, which is also why I would like our viewers and listeners at home to know I got an hour and a half of sleep last night. So
a whole 90 minutes?
A whole.
Lucky girl.
I guess it was 2 hours. It was 6 a.m. to 8 a.m.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good. That's a whole REM cycle.
Can I ask? I assume it was baby related.
It was baby related. She actually just was scared of the wind, and so we brought her into the bed. And I don't know. A bunch of fucking hippies on TikTok are like, you should all be co-sleeping. Like, you should all be sleeping with your babies in the bed. I can't do it. Not for one second. I cannot fall asleep if she is in the bed. It's like beautiful, and we snuggle, and it's fine. But I'm not falling asleep. So,
have you ever seen those things where people put like a little alcove on the bed?
On the bed, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We thought about doing that, but then we just weren't committed to the co-sleeping lifestyle, which I think is good.
Let me tell you something. You know what? Yeah. Don't commit to the co-sleeping lifestyle.
Because
my parents left me in my room when there was like hail, rain, tornadoes. They were like, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I was not a big... I have a joke about this. I was not a big go into my parents' room. Yeah. Like, yeah. Because I would forget what I was scared of.
Yeah, and then your joke isn't that you didn't. It's that you terrified the shit out of your parents.
Just my mom.
Oh.
Yes. So karmically, I do have this coming because I would walk into my mom's room and I just wouldn't say anything. I'd just stand silent by her bed until she woke up like a freaking creep. Just... staring at her, which is why I
kind of love that.
My husband does not wake up no matter how long you stare at him.
What? Wait, I'm sorry. Hold on. That's not something you can just say as if you haven't checked.
I have checked so many times.
What's the scientific method here, Sarah?
I just stare at him. Well, so it started because one night I was like, I was awake and I was sort of, you know, just being awake and couldn't sleep and then was sort of staring at him like tenderly and fondly. And then I was like, oh man, when I used to stare at my mom in bed, she would wake up. And then I was like, he's not waking up. He's like, not waking up. So I just stared and stared and stared and he never woke up.
You know...
I'm just
when I wake up in the middle of the night now, I'm going to be like, is Sarah.
Is Sarah
staring at me from somewhere?
Yeah, and just like, know I am.
I want a husband, and then I hear about married life, and I'm like, am I just going to accidentally invite a serial killer into my home?
No, it's great. You get to be your weirdest, worst self, and they still have to love you.
You're selling marriage like a champ.
I know.
Since we're talking about marriage, segue. We're so good at segues. Mm-hmm. You sound excited.
Well, I've thought about marriage. I mean, listen, I kind of also want to get divorced, but just for fun, because my friend does gay divorces. He's an attorney, and he does matrimony law. And my favorite thing about him is that he loves to pander. He's gay, but he loves to pander to the gays. And so when gay marriage got passed, he was like, well, now it's time to go after the gay divorcees. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And his motto was, when you reach the end of the rainbow.
That's very funny.
That's very funny. That's very funny.
It's brilliant marketing. It's brilliant.
And no, it is. And it's, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Not a gay divorce. Those are the, well, I've been to a gay divorce party. That was fun.
I haven't been to a gay divorce. I've been to a few gay weddings. No. I lie. I've been to one gay wedding.
Never been to a gay wedding.
Never been to a gay wedding?
Only been to three weddings.
I went to one gay wedding. I have to tell you, it was beautiful. It was a little too much.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a little too much. Like, I love my friends, but it was just like, I mean, they had like the rose petals. Well, they're not here.
I know.
Oh, they're in another state. Mm. And here's the thing. Like, they had the rose petals. They had this, the fire, the burning. And
wait,
I was like,
what?
The wood-burning fire. I know. I just put
the
words.
That's already too much.
I know. And my thing is, like, if I'm going to get married, I want it to be so easy and so simple. Mm. I want to do it probably in Palm Springs.
Love that.
Or,
easy,
you know.
Easy and simple destination wedding.
Yeah, Palm Springs. And it's going to be just on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And just a few people.
Nice.
And white linen, whatever, or black linen, whichever one makes me look slimmer.
Okay.
And
For you or for everyone?
Well, I feel like Palm Springs doesn't have like a humidity heat.
Yeah.
So a nice like black linen would be really beautiful, I think.
I feel like a destination wedding with a mandatory guest code, though, is not super casual and chill.
Well, no, that's what I would wear.
Oh, that's just for
the
you.
The grooms would wear, like, black.
Gotcha. Okay.
Like, black linen. And then everybody else would wear, like something nice and easy.
Nice.
Panatone colors. Nothing bright. Tans. Okay. You know.
Yeah.
Grays. Something that looks good in pictures. And then probably just a nice dinner afterwards. And then confetti cake from Gristiti's.
That's my favorite cake, too. Grocery store cake?
The funfetti cake from
Gristiti's. Wow. I will honestly take any grocery store cake or two-bite cupcakes.
Oh. Wegmans now over on Astor, they actually have real, like suburb type sheet cake.
That's beautiful. But yeah. I don't like the Costco ones with the pudding in them.
No, that's disgusting.
It's gross. You don't need it. You don't.
What am I eating pudding for?
No, I'm eating cake. I don't
just
want.
Just take it out and put it on the side. Mm-hmm. And then just
I
call it pudding.
I love grocery store cake. I love funfetti cake.
Yeah.
I did get you a grocery store cake last year, and you were so happy
It's my favorite kind of cake.
Yeah,
it's the best.
I'm that person where I'm like, yeah, I want the food to be fabulous, but the cake is something where I want to be like,
Yes. Yes. So much heart agree.
Yeah.
I want a really classy dinner. My favorite idea, is a really classy dinner ending up at, Gristiti's or an all-night grocery store eating cake. Oh,
yeah,
that's
my
dream
date. That's a wedding
cake
that I want. Yeah. I don't need this fancy fucking shit.
Mm-hmm.
People get all these fancy cakes with fondant and tears and all that.
Sucks.
And
fondant
I'm just like,
sucks. Yeah.
It's just too much.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. It's just too much.
Yeah.
So I actually was not going to ask you about a wedding, but you painted a very bright picture for
us.
What we were going to get to was what comes before a wedding, of course.
Oh, the dating?
Mm-hmm. No, first before that.
Oh, the sex?
Name of the Jesus Christ, let me get a sentence out, man.
First comes love, then comes marriage.
No, what's your type, Oscar? It's the name of our podcast.
Oh my God. What is my type?
And this can be physical. This can be personality-wise.
I actually put together an Excel spreadsheet of everything that I want in a man. And and I put it into columns. Absolutes, nice-to-haves, and in the future.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
So the must-haves, right? Yeah. Were those written by your primal desire self, or were they written by your higher self? Like your, this is what I...
Sarah wants to know if you're horny for these things.
Yeah. Is it... But also, like, there are things that I want in a man that I don't want, that I don't want. And there's things that I want and need in a man to get off that I wish I wasn't attracted to men who look like drug addicts, but I am.
Yeah. Sure. A lot of it was written based on breaking up with the ex. So it was in this sphere of like, this is what I want because this is what I didn't get. And a lot of it is like honesty, communication, trust, loyalty, affection. And I was like, yeah, no, these are things that I must have.
Gotcha.
In a relationship. And then there's the other ones.
Self.
Right. And then there are the other things that I like where I want him to be 5'11". Tattoos are nice. Good facial hair.
Okay.
You know, good teeth. Doesn't chew with his mouth open. You know.
Not taller or shorter than 5'11"?
I like 5'10", 5'9". Like, okay. Around that's fine, but nothing like my height. I need someone to...
kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And you know, someone who runs okay. Like, I can't commit to someone until I see them run.
That is so... Because it gives you the ick?
Well, it is. It's an ick because I don't... Like, I know that there's going to be a day where either we're running from the rain or, you know, the zombies that are coming after us. And I just don't want the gaze to be like, he looks like he's with someone who has special needs. You know, like that's...
Now, with the zombie thing, you're trying to live through zombies?
Yeah, I'm trying to live through that. Fuck. Bitch, okay. I've made it this long. I'm going further.
No, if society collapses, I don't want any part in it. I'm out. I'm done.
Oh,
I'm tapping out. I have no survival instincts. I have no skills. I don't want to do it. We're comedians. No one needs us if the world fucking ends.
I can pick locks and pick locks and start fires and get pregnant really easily. I think I'm useful.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think you want to be pregnant with zombies.
I don't want to be pregnant with zombies, but then when I get, you know, when I get somewhere safe.
And then I'm sorry, you have to have a fucking birth situation. I don't know what happened to me. I got lost in every word. You don't want to have a birth and not have, like, doctors or midwives. Or, like,
I gave birth in my apartment
doctors.
And no
did?
I did.
You had a midwife.
I did have a midwife.
Right. There was still someone. And also.
What's a midwife? Oh, is that the one that they oversee the birth?
No,
yeah.
It's just someone's really lame wife.
mid. So mid. No,
but
it's
also,
it's like it's somebody who supervises the birth and who can. Do like can know when something is going wrong. Like
right.
They might not be able to do anything about it. They might have to be like, let's get to a hospital. But they know how to recognize stuff.
Oh, really?
If it right, like they know how much you're supposed to bleed, how much you're not.
And wouldn't it be kind of freaky even if you had someone who's like, oh, we should go to a hospital, and then you're like, well, the hospitals are full of zombies, and now you have to deal with this on your own. That sounds like I'm sorry. That I can't even
give her credit for at least having children afterwards.
No, I'm just saying, like, I think I'm useful in the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
And I think
I don't know if I would be.
My point is, I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
So I would take the bullet immediately. Nah. First zombie, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
No,
that's true.
I'll try. Well, and also, you know, you're gonna run a little.
But
and,
yeah.
But wait, is the running thing based off, did you see someone that you dated run and be like,
I did see someone that I liked. Run and I was like, oh yeah, no.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what my big thing is I kind of need to see them take a selfie because if I see someone on the internet that I think is attractive, the second I picture them setting up the camera, I get the ick. Right, like if I see some guy on TikTok, I'm like, oh, they're cute. The second I'm like, oh, they're gonna be out there like. Holding the phone or like setting up the tripod. That's gross. That's my running is I need to see what do they look like when they take a photo? Are they like moving the phone all around too much? Or do they just take it and not care? Really, I prefer a man who's not on social media.
Oh my God. Yes.
That's
I was at like one of these like Middle Eastern fast food places the other day. And I saw this guy and he was so handsome, beautiful body, nice face, just like, everything was just so, and he chewed with his mouth open like he was chomping. I was like, all that wasted because you don't know how to close your fucking mouth when you chew.
Yeah.
You can't date a cow.
I can't. I'm sorry. And then he caught me staring at him. And I was just like, oh, sorry. I was just like, yeah, I was just thinking about work. I apologize. And I was like, no, it was just so bad.
And it's my job to make fun of people.
Yeah. I mean, it was so bad.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But I went out on a date yesterday.
Would you say the guy was your type?
Yeah.
Physically.
Physically? Ish.
Okay.
Physically-ish.
What is your type physically? The 5'11"?
So he was like a little bit taller than me. He had a really good beard.
Okay.
He was really fun. He's got a great like fun look to him. Mm. And arms were skinny, which I'm like, ugh.
Okay.
You know, legs were skinny. And I'm like, ugh.
We're talking a twink?
No. We're just talking like, he's like a, you know, he's like, what, I don't know. What? He's like a ferret. Is that what they call him from the Middle East? Yeah, they're like ferrets.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Yeah.
That's new for me. But
yeah. New for me as well, but I instantly can picture. I see what,
Yeah. It's not like he's like too skinny, but he's like, you know, not built.
Yeah.
He's not a camel.
Yeah.
And
no pumps.
No. So he was Palestinian.
Okay.
And we had a good time. He followed me to 3 different restaurants to go look for dessert because I was hungry for something with coconut in it. Didn't get it.
Okay.
And so, but then he walked me home and we had a good time. And I thought, honestly, I didn't hear from him. So I was like, whatever. And then he messaged me today and was like, hey, do you still want to get lunch on Saturday? Let me know if you're around.
Okay.
And I was like, oh. Okay.
Texting within 24 hours. I appreciate that.
I'm not going to lie. And he followed up before the date yesterday to make sure that we were going to do it.
I like
that. And the great thing about going out on Saturday is I get paid tomorrow. So that means I'll have money to pay for the date because he paid for the last one.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two-part question.
Yeah.
Your general type, who would play them? Like, not your, like, celebrity crush. Just, like, who's an actor who, like, we're casting Oscar in a romantic movie. Who's playing opposite just to, like, be the one?
Oh, Tom Hardy.
Mm.
Nice. Top 3.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
You've seen those
slutty
guys,
what?
You've seen, like, the slutty. Like,
yeah.
And he's so hot that I can picture him taking those photos, and it doesn't ruin it for me. Yeah. That's how I know.
You can picture him taking the photos because they're all, like, first-gen iPhone, and he's just got his ass out on the on the bed. It's
and
amazing.
Also, I know that he was a drug addict.
And the lips. The lips are
the
huge.
Lips,
was
yeah.
he really?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He, like, stole cars. He was an absolute criminal, which I wish my higher self does not find attractive. And
my favorite story I've ever heard about Tom Hardy, this was in, like, a small town in England, and he's, like, famously very, like, reserved, and if he's not promoting a movie, he is, like, not out and about.
I love that.
And it was, like, a small village, and basically this, like, 19-year-old kid stole someone's motorbike and, like, started to take off, and the guy's, like, shouting, like, hey, that kid took my, like, and he was, like, and the next thing I know, I just see someone, like, sprinting, and they, like, hop 2 fences to,
running,
like, get around the corner and, like, cut him off, and the dude tackled this kid off the bike, pins him to the street, and just starts screaming, you think that's okay? You think it's okay to steal from people, you little punk? And then the guy was like, and I walked over, and it was fully Tom Hardy, who had just decked this kid. And they were like, you have to stay to, like, file a police report now. And he was like, can we not? Because then cameras will come. And he was like, I can't be here. So he, like, fully did a vigilanteism, allegedly.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so hot.
Plus, I've seen video of him running, and it's not bad. It's okay.
Yeah.
And then second part of the question, who would play your date? Just so we have, like...
Wait, Tom Hardy's playing me?
No, Hardy's Tom, playing your type.
Your ideal type.
Play the boy you just went on a date with.
Yeah.
Just for our own reference. Because that way you're not giving him away, but we know who you're with.
What's his name? The Isaac guy?
Isaac?
Is that him? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oscars.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not as attractive. But, like you know, just picture that.
To that level.
Yeah, but just picture, like, you know, Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
Now, the great thing about this whole date is that he's Palestinian. He's also Christian. I know.
Like his family's Christian?
Yeah.
Or
his Palestinian, like, his family is Palestinian, and they are Christians.
Okay, but he's not, like, Is he practicing?
No.
Okay. Hot. Love it. Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, it's not. It's great. Yeah. Non-practicing Palestinian Christian. Like yeah. How?
What kind of Christian are we talking? Do you know?
Like just regular Christian. Mm. Yeah.
Like Episcopal?
No, I think I'm like Christian. Like not Catholics. Like he wasn't. Like they're not. He's not a psycho. Sorry. But he's like, you know, not like crazy. But he was like, yeah, just like maybe like Lutheran.
Ooh, exciting.
I love a Lutheran. Let me tell you something. I love a Lutheran. Do you want to know why? Lots of churches, but very chill.
Yeah, yeah, that's
true.
They
love to gossip.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fun.
They love to gossip. Lutheran churches are kind of like weed farms. They're all over, but they're very chill.
Yeah.
Have y'all ever seen Oklahoma? I think is what's no. The Nebraska.
The state
Wait,
or the
no,
movie?
It's a movie. I think it is Nebraska. It's a movie with Will Forte and June Squibb.
You went literally from us thinking you were talking about a musical.
No, I never.
Yeah. Right? About Am I wrong?
Yeah, no, Oklahoma yeah. is a musical. I'm thinking of Nebraska.
Oklahoma!
No, yeah. But no. June Squibb, who's this older actress who plays Will Forte's mom, they're like visiting his like great aunt's gravesite. And he,
yes,
like, turns to
right.
his, he turns to his mom and he's like, Mom, are any of your family buried here? And she just goes, oh, God, heavens, no, this is a Lutheran cemetery. We would never. And it's just like an amazing, like, it's one of the few funny lines in this extremely dark
it
movie.
Is a, yeah, it's a very dark, it's one of those moody, like,
black
yeah.
and white art house films. But I love Will Forte.
There you go.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah. It's very good.
Okay, so we've got the date. We've got the type. Question.
Yeah.
If you lined up all the guys you've been with, what percentage hits your physical and, you know what I'm going to say, personality type?
Oh, God. All the men that I've been with? Jeez, Sarah.
We can narrow it down to dated, if that helps, like semi-seriously.
Oh, God.
Let's say hooked up with more than...
I don't honestly remember.
Okay. Okay.
But I don't. That's a loaded question for a gay man.
No,
in
I'm
this city.
Especially loaded.
Okay. Let me. You're right.
So, but Tyler's like, girl, if you get this, I'm giving you a cookie.
Let me rephrase it. How easy is it for you to hook up with someone outside of your type? Like, you know what I mean? Like, do you are you?
Well,
like,
my type is.
Are you like flexible?
She's asking me if I'm desperate. That's what she's
no,
asking.
She's
like, how easy for you?
Well, no, some people are just really like, it has to be, you know
no,
what I mean?
I like, listen, my biggest thing is I get attracted to confidence. Mm-hmm. So like if a mm-hmm. guy is very confident and just like kind of, and there's an added ruggedness, I don't care who you are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I don't care who
mm-hmm.
you are. You be Asian, black, white, whatever you. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But there's this air of like confidence that men walk with sometimes, and I gotta tell you, it's not really prevalent in the gay community.
No, it is not. Oh my.
It
God.
Is not.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And that's
especially
why.
Conversationally.
And that's why I think a lot of gay men are inevitably attracted to straight men because they inherently have what gay men don't have, and that's the confidence to be who they are and don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Whereas gay men are very much like, oh, love me, and straight men are like, I don't care. I don't
Do you
care.
Find yourself attracted to a lot of straight men?
I don't find myself. I don't. I just find myself attracted to men, and then more so, like I notice that like the men who are very confident and just like rugged and who they are happen to be straight. Now, I'm not one of those people that's like, hey, let's go. We're gonna try it. No, it's like that's what I like.
Yeah.
My ex never would have guessed that he was gay. Like,
okay.
And that's not a bad thing. It's just never would have guessed. I mean, yeah, if you would have talked to him a little bit, you could have been like, okay, yeah, he's obviously probably had, you know, been in gay relationships. But he was a man who was gay. He was not a gay man. And that's like what I live and what I want to be attracted to is that mm-hmm. why I'm a man who is gay. I don't have a. You know, I'm not a gay man.
Okay.
I think it's because so many times where for me, it's like I don't let the lifestyle lead my life choices, whereas it does lead my sexual choices, but not my like life choices.
Gotcha.
And I always, it's funny because I always tell people, I'm like, I think the only gay thing about me is that I sleep with men and that I like have a relationship. Otherwise, I don't do musicals. I don't do RuPaul's Drag Race. I don't do karaoke. I don't do Taylor Swift,
hold
Madonna.
On, hold on. I'm sorry. It's karaoke. I'm push back on this slightly. Not. You're listing a bunch of niche interests that people latch on. I get exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, but that's all. Like, here's the thing. Let me tell you something, though. Dating is very hard because, like, I don't have a lot of, like, I'm not a big Beyonce fan. I'm not a big Taylor Swift fan. I don't, like, I'm not big on these big female artists. I'm not a musical theater. I don't watch RuPaul's Drag Race. My ex did get me into reality TV, which I enjoyed, like watching Real Housewives and this and that. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't one of those where, like, if I now, like, now that we're not together, I don't watch it.
Yeah.
So I haven't been able to keep up on what's happening.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like, yeah, that's. Yeah. Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. The one thing I'll push back on, one of the things that you're describing is just like, this is going to sound a little bad, but like, kind of basic people. Like, I don't think that's entirely like a gay thing, but like the idea of making, say, a pop star your entire personality, that is in itself like a mental illness. And like, if you check Twitter, you can see that's not just gay guys. It's also very mentally ill.
But the thing is, when you go to gay, like, I don't go to gay bars.
Ever?
I used to when I was like, when I would play volleyball on like Friday nights, I would go with my friend Matt. We would play and then we'd just go to, you know, we'd go to a gay bar and make up, you know, random names and stories about ourselves to just have fun.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not a big gay bar person.
Yeah.
I just don't, it's all right.
Yeah.
I am also like, meh.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about dating is, in terms of type, it's like you see all these guys on apps, right? You see all these guys on all the apps, like Grindr, Scruff, whatever, right? And they look so attractive. And you're like, oh, yeah, that is so my type. But then the problem is you meet them in person and you are like, you have the personality of a burning rock.
Yeah. That's right? Always my problem with the apps, because I have to suss out your vibe before I can know if you're attractive.
Like, right. And I tell that to guys now. I'm like, and they're like, oh, well, I'm like, we can meet at a coffee shop or we can meet out in public. And they're like, well, why? Why do you just want? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I got to know what your vibe is. Yeah. If our vibe, I was like, and I tell them, I'm like, well, I'm not desperate. Are you? And then they're like, no, it's cool. Yeah, we can meet. I'm like, yeah, because you don't want to sound desperate.
Right.
And that's the thing. It's like, just, I'm all about vibe. And I got to tell you, most of the guys, like the guy that I met, that I went out on a date with yesterday, and my ex just met out and about.
Oh.
And that
in the real world.
Yeah, like in the real world, just doing anything. I was in over on 41st Street, and I was walking home, and he was walking home, and we were literally, the guy I went out on a date with yesterday, literally dressed the same. We had on black pants, white shoes, black jacket, white shirt underneath, black hat. It was like we were identical. And we had a good time, and like we just chatted. And we, yeah, and it was like, it was, there was that vibe where you're like, okay, I like the vibe.
Yeah.
And I can do with the vibe. And then the thing is, though, is that at least you have the initial vibe. And then you got to start getting to know someone.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, okay.
Have you ever had the thing on the apps where, because I do this all the time, where I will see someone who's like so hot and maybe they've like sent a message or like whatever the Grindr and Scruff equivalent are, but like where I am just like, you're this attractive. We've gone back and forth three times in messages and I'm getting like a word. I know you're terrible in person. And it's, I think there is like a direct correlation with like how hot someone is and how much they think they need to try for something like this. Cause like most gay guys on apps, you know this, depending on time of day, they're just trying to hook up. Like,
yeah.
And now, like, no one wants to do the, like, I'm a planner. I'm like, let's go hang out. Let's meet. I have a similar approach. And they are just like, yeah, I don't want that. What are you doing right now? And I'm like, well, it's a Tuesday at 3 p.m., so I'm at my job. Mm-hmm. So I can't come over right now and do all the horrible things you've just talked about. But, yeah, there's something about that where, like, once a dude is too hot on an app, I am just like, it's not that you're unattainable anymore. It's that I know that you are not going to put in any effort.
And you, and they're not worth the effort.
I'm not, this is not a brag, but I do get messaged on these apps. And some of them are very good.
Not to brag, but people talk to me sometimes.
Yeah, people do talk to me on these apps.
If
yeah.
you could believe.
And I don't like to brag, but some people do slide into my DMs.
Right, and I got to tell you, sometimes I look at people and I'm like, no. Mm. And there are guys that do DM me that mm-hmm. are very handsome, and I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
But also, I can usually tell if I'm going to like you based on just like a few pictures. If I see just a few pictures, I can already start building what is going to mentally be like yeah. a like about you.
I can be proven wrong. If I think I will like you based on pictures, I am almost certainly going to be right. Yeah. If I look at the pictures and I don't necessarily see anything, it's totally possible that I could meet that person in person yeah. and be like, oh no, the vibe is there. The confidence is there. I just didn't see it in the photos.
Yeah.
But like if I look at photos and I'm like, yeah, that does it for me, then chances are when I meet. Like
on apps, do y'all read the bios or are you just going by photos?
No, I read bios.
Okay. I mean, I'm not on the apps anymore, but... When yes, I when I was, I used to.
So, I read the bios. I like yeah. I like understanding. I like knowing exactly. Mm-hmm.
Because men advertise so honestly.
Well, yeah, I mean.
But it's interesting to see what they put, like, what do they, what you know, what are they what are they using to lure me this fish in, you know what I mean?
They put a link to their Instagram and say, I don't respond to messages very often on here, follow me on Instagram and DM yeah. because they're an influencer half the time trying to build a following.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't. If I see their Instagram, if they follow more than, like, 2,000 people, I'm out.
Now I have to know how many people I follow. I don't know.
No, I don't, like, I don't, unless you're like a, you know, a comedian or something, but if you're just a normal person and you follow,
it's a dog.
I knew it. if you followed, I knew I wasn't the only one. Mm-hmm. If you follow more than 2,000 people, like, I will say this about my ex, and I'm going to be very frank, is that he followed a lot of guys mm-hmm. and a mm-hmm. strange amount
what
of
kind
guys.
Of guys
loves the Latins.
Okay.
Yeah, loves
any
the
specific,
Latins.
Any specific kind or just
no, just loves the Latins.
Okay.
And what's funny
they
were
like Instagram thotties. They're just a bunch of dudes.
They were just a bunch of gay thotties.
Oh, okay. So
and I was always like, because I brought it up to him once. I was like, who are all these people you follow? Oh, they're all my friends. I know them personally. And I was like, you don't. Trust me. You don't know 2,000 people. You're an introvert.
Yeah.
Like, you literally sit at home and do nothing. You do not know all these people. Yeah. And that's what annoyed me
like,
so much.
Okay, introduce me.
Yeah. I'm like, well, how do you know this person? Well, you follow guys too. And I was like, yeah, I also do comedy. And no one, like, I think in the probably umpteen years that I've, you know, for however long I've been doing comedy, I think I've had, like, maybe one person DM me and being like, you are so handsome.
Oh.
Yeah.
You checking
from comedy?
Folder?
Yeah. I don't get, men aren't, like, you know, sending me DMs left and right being like, what's up, daddy? No, it's usually like, oh, my God.
Are you trying to be daddy?
No.
Yeah.
Someone did call me daddy the other
day.
Oh,
bitch, I live in this neighborhood. I'm getting called daddy every goddamn day by a 22-year-old.
And I was like, you're 35. I was like, you don't have a right to call me daddy. I'm only 4 years older than you.
I've gotten that from men who are older than me, actually.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, I'm very literally not the daddy in this situation.
Yeah.
Neither of us are.
Yeah.
You can't just flip it on.
Like, yeah. That word gets thrown around a lot now. It, you know?
You ever get a DM calling you mommy?
No, but I did have someone that I used to hook up with who called me daddy. I was daddy.
Did you have like a special strap picked out or
mm-hmm.
nice? So we're talking.
And I had a T-shirt. It's a daddy.
Was it a crop top?
Yeah.
I knew it. So we've talked a little
bit. My life was amazing.
We've talked a little bit about some of your green flags, some things you look for. Confidence. Confidence being the
yeah.
thing we predicted on our first episode. Yep. I think that's the thing every comedian we have
yeah.
is going mm-hmm. to say. Because that's we still haven't had a straight guy on yet. You're our first gay guy.
And I'm so interested to
we're
see if they're attracted to confidence.
Straight guys are like, yeah, I just love confidence.
I don't think they are.
No.
Unless it's Never mind.
I bet the first straight you have on, he's gonna be like, oh, I just love, you know, her naturalness and her beauty. Yeah. And
she's
this
just
and
like really real.
Yeah,
like,
she's just really real. I like girls who are real.
You have to
be down know.
To earth.
Yeah, that's what they're gonna say, yeah. And you're gonna yeah. be like, yeah, we knew that
yeah.
one. Yeah.
But on that topic, so instead of green flags.
Yeah.
What are some red flags in men you find yourself attracted to over and over again, despite maybe
some things
knowing?
That maybe would not make the spreadsheet?
Yeah, some things where you're like, God damn it, I hate that I like this.
You know, it's interesting because a therapist a long time ago gave me really good advice where he said, you attract what you're looking for. Mm. So he's like, if you're just looking for the basic hookups, you're just going to find that. He's like, but if you're saying, okay, I'm open, I'm fine, I'm ready to go, I'm ready to move on, then you will inevitably maybe meet someone that you can move on to. In terms of hooking up, I mean, like, my ex was a hookup. And I was like, I just want a friends with benefits. Mm. I just wanted a friends with benefits. I don't want like something long term. And then somehow we ended up in a relationship for 3 years.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like,
okay.
Just because you're a hookup now, you know, for some reason, a lot of the guys that I do hook up with somehow seem to live far.
Okay.
Like.
No,
I love this. You're the first red flag where you're like, distance?
Yeah.
No, that's the thing, because you are, I think you are creating a physical distance to match your emotional distance. That
well,
you
like, it's like, you know, they either live in Washington Heights or out by like JFK. And I'm just like, oh, like, no. This isn't going to work because there's no way that I don't have a 9-to-5. I mean, I have a 9-to-5, but I'm going to be busy at night doing something.
Yeah.
And then on the weekends, like, I can't go out to, like, you know, JFK, be there for 5 hours and then come all the way back in and then go all the way out there to sleep at your place. And my place is too fucking small.
Yeah.
So, you know, distance is that's a red flag for me. Like, yeah. I need someone who lives in Manhattan, below 60th Street, easy to get to. Preferably in a, you know, studio, a large studio or a one bedroom. Yeah. Because if they don't, yeah.
I hooked up with someone in College Point, Queens, and I was like, what am I doing? This is.
I'm sorry, where is that?
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's, yeah. It's.
Is it on the 7?
No, it's far.
It's barely. It's from the, like you.
Like, is it further?
You can see it from the highway. Like, you pass it coming, like. Coming from JFK.
Yeah, the 7 gets sort of close. The 7 gets you, like, a long walk.
Yeah.
Is it farther than where the U.S. Open is?
Yes.
Damn, bitch.
I know. It was a low point. It was so far.
Yeah.
But, like, but you don't notice, like, a toxic trait in the men that you're attracted to, like, on average? Like, even if it's something minor.
It sounds like you got good advice early on.
Well, I gotta tell you something. I mean, you know, like, I'm not perfect, but I will say that, like,
no,
my
you
last,
were saying that.
Yeah, no, but the thing is that, like, I realized that out of my last relationship, like, oh yeah, I know what I want now.
Okay.
Like, he was a very nice person, and he is capable of loving someone. He wasn't capable of giving me the love that I needed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where we just didn't see eye to eye. And I can't keep going down and down and expecting him to go up, and then he never did. So it just was one of those things where I was like, okay, I got to find someone who's, like, ready to, like, be at that point. And then everybody else is like, also, what's interesting is, like, sometimes my therapist would ask me, are you seeking sexual encounters for validation to validate your looks or this and that? And that? And a long time ago, yes. I was like, yeah, I need to hook up because I need to feel worthy. Now, I'm just fucking horny.
Yeah.
Like, now I'm just horny. Like, I just need to get off and I don't want to do it alone.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, I know how to jack off. Like, it's not, like, you know, it's just, hey, just do that. I did that in my relationship, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not that. It's just, I just don't want to do it alone. I don't care. You don't find me attractive. I don't give a fuck. I just want to bust a nut. Like, that's it.
If it sounds like you got some good advice early on that maybe prevented you from, like, building, like, bad habits in terms of what you're attracted to. But what are some early crushes? Like, when you were younger? Some formative
crushes?
Yeah, like, early, like, for, you know, it, like, not necessarily can be someone you knew, or it can be, like, a celebrity when you were, like, a teenager or a kid. Tyler, what are yours while he's thinking?
Yeah, I mean, when I was younger, I was, like, I didn't figure out I was gay till, like, the end of high school, which feels late.
Okay.
And obviously, there was, like, a bunch of denial stuff going on there.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. Like,
okay, this is going to sound really bad.
No, it's great.
I did have a, like, sexual attraction to 90s Fred Durst.
I would have to look that up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I would not have expected. Okay. He does have facial hair. I think he is 5'11".
Does he have tattoos?
Yep.
Yeah, he does.
And he's rugged and just kind of like all around bro. Yeah.
He is.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
He was, what, like, did he sing? Oh, God. You probably know his songs.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a musician.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he in a band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What band?
Third Eye Blind? No, not Third Eye Blind.
I had a crush on the guy from Third Eye Blind.
No, but
I got the
Yeah,
ick.
Fred Durst was in, what band was he in?
What songs do they have?
I don't remember.
We're going to look it up.
What did he look like?
Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit.
Oh, my God.
I know. Yeah, you had a crush on the Limp Bizkit guy.
You. I'm shocked.
No, he's not my type.
Oh yeah. Oh God. When I was a teenager, I was like, oh man, that guy is so fucking hot.
Okay.
Like, I wanted him to just, like, be like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yes, daddy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah. So the kind of like rugged skater.
Okay.
Kind of like dumb a little bit.
But it seems like emotionally unavailable might be kind of part of it, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to call that a red flag that you're attracted to.
Yeah.
Even if you have the higher self.
If this is too personal, you don't have to answer. Can I ask, did you initiate this breakup? Because I only heard about it at the last show I saw you at.
Yeah.
Okay. And was this recent?
October.
Okay. So, pretty recent.
Yeah.
Like, that sucks. I'm so sorry. Yes. Very sorry. You're saying you're in.
It was the mid catastrophe in a tsunami of devastation.
Yeah, you had a rough year.
You have a way with words.
Yeah, it was just another tsunami and a wave of devastation last year.
Yeah. You had a
As you know, my aunt passed away in April, and then my stepdad got diagnosed with stomach cancer in July. And then in September, at the end of September, I kept telling him, you got to have enough money to go to my stepdad's funeral. I can't pay for that. I don't have the money for it. You got to have the money for it. And he kept saying, don't worry, I'll have it. Stop hounding me. I'm going to, don't worry. You know, it's fine. And then, like, He asked me for money. He was like, hey, I need to borrow some money. And I'm like, okay. And he would borrow money from me. And then the last breaking point was the day he started work, he got a job. The day he started work, he walked out with a brand new pair of $1,200 Prada sneakers. And I was like, I've given you money to help you, and you walk out with $1,200 Prada sneakers. And he's like, yeah, but it was a credit card and I'm going to pay it off. And I'm like, yeah. But the thing is, though, is that you bitch about money so much, but you don't. And then I knew at that point, I was like, he doesn't have enough money to go see I swear to God, literally 2 weeks after Like a week, 2 weeks after I broke up with him, my stepdad passed away. And then I was like, okay. So like it was just like a consistent. And let me tell you something. The holidays were horrible.
I can imagine, yeah.
They
yeah.
were. The, yeah. I was like, I don't want to ever experience this again.
Yeah.
Because that was horrible. And yeah. so not having someone. And the thing about relationships is that, you know. Well, one of my things that I look for now is that I don't want to ever feel alone in a relationship. And that's a red wow. flag to me.
Yeah.
Is that I don't ever want to feel alone that's when I'm with moment. Someone.
Yeah.
Because I felt like that a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't want to feel that again. Because like if I'm losing everybody left and right, the last place I need to lose someone is where I'm supposed to feel safe at.
Yeah.
And... honestly, like motivation, like a lot of Instagram, it sounds so tacky, but like Instagram videos and things like that kind of helped me get through a lot of it. And so I'm thankful for that. And then like seeing videos that would describe my ex, he's a very nice person, very smart. He is brilliant when it comes to like understanding fashion and design and technique. He's a savant in that way where he's just very brilliant. Mm-hmm. And he is very business minded. Like when he's business savvy, he just was not, you know, one of the things that he always said was, you know, I love a creative. I love, you know, I want someone who's like creative and I love that you're going after your dream and this and that. And yeah. I'm going after my fucking dream. But the thing is, though, is that we broke up because I was like, I want to travel. I want to do all this stuff. And you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, you know, I just, you know, you just want to do all this stuff. And I was like, you already went through this. You've already traveled. You've already done everything. I'm now getting to that point where I want to travel more.
Yeah.
I'm having more financial freedom. I'm doing this. I want to, you know, I want to enjoy more. And you're just kind of just sitting here.
Yeah.
As I can't do that anymore. So like now, my next, the next one, got to have be financially stable.
Yeah.
And you got to like want to travel.
Yeah.
But, you know, good.
Good travel.
No,
yeah, like not travel to Utah and hike through the woods.
That's
no offense to
gross.
The people of Utah.
No, a little bit. They're Mormon. Fuck yeah. them.
No, I actually have a huge Mormon fan base.
Well, I don't.
What?
I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know how I got that.
Yeah, that's weird.
You don't strike me as someone.
Do they know
Mormon
who you are?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, good for them.
Yeah.
So following your tsunami of despair. You're saying you're in kind of like a horny phase and that like the holidays were hard. When did that kick in?
The horny phase?
Yeah.
Literally the day after. I shouldn't say that on the podcast.
No,
because
should,
no, because then he'll find a way to use it against me. But it was literally like the week after, I was like, I don't want to do anything. I want to be respectful. And then I was like, yeah, I'm good to go now.
Yeah.
And I went to the doctor to get everything checked out. And I remember my doctor was like, oh, I checked your testosterone. He's like, everything's fine. He's like, but your testosterone is really high. He's like, normal levels is like 700.
Did you know that high levels of testosterone, no, testosterone prevents depression. So that was probably your body protecting you.
Yeah. And so like, mine's at 990 and normal is 700.
Wow.
So my doctor was like, yeah, you're... And I was. He's like, what happened? And I was like, I'm getting laid.
Your doctor was like, get to fucking, kid.
Yeah. But it's, you know, and now it's just like, yeah, I just want to do it to like...
Yeah.
Would you say you've been fucking?
I'm very picky. Mm. Yeah. Same. I'm very picky. I don't... That's the thing. It's like, there's an abundance of guys to have sex with, but I'm just like, nah, I'm good. There is a big thing about vibe. If the vibe works, I'm 99% sure I'm going to be sexually attracted to you, and it'll be fine. But if there's like a weird vibe or it's not vibing, and I've had guys come over to my apartment and where we've met on one of the apps or whatever, and I'll be like, yeah, I'm good. Because I'm not feeling the vibe. And they're like, and they're actually like, okay, great, thanks.
Yeah.
You know, and I always tell people, I'm like, you're meeting someone off based on pictures.
Yeah.
You don't know what the vibe is.
Yeah.
So if you're going to, you know, it is a crapshoot.
It's a, yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to walk over.
Process,
right.
Right?
You're going to walk over. Don't be upset if I say no, because you know what? If I went to your place or if you came over here and you were like, I'm not feeling it, I would have been like, okay, thanks.
Word.
Bye.
Yeah.
So question. So you say you like an in-person meeting.
Yeah.
But as someone who doesn't like love a gay bar, like where do you go for that?
I mean, 41st.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Just walk around.
Hit the streets.
What?
Actually, I don't really like. Yeah, I just kind of just like. Yeah, I don't.
So if you were at like not a gay bar, but like somewhere out at night, or yeah, no, let's say at night. What's something that someone could say to approach you that would like?
It's a look.
It's a look.
Yeah, it's a look. If I was see you walking down the street and I'm like, oh, yeah.
Like
it's
in the eye contact.
It's
or
an
not
eye
even the eye contact.
It's like an eye contact. It's like there's like a, there's, it almost is like a sexual tension.
Yeah.
Where you see someone and you're like, damn.
Okay.
And then they're like, damn.
This goes back to your question.
Yes. How often does that happen? Because
I
recently found out that I'm weird. Like, all
right. You didn't describe it right.
I didn't describe
time.
It when I asked Tyler the first time. But okay. So. Because we live in New York, we see attractive people every day. I see people where I'm like, that is an attractive person. They're symmetrical,
yeah,
whatever. But how often do you see someone that you are attracted to?
Like the humana humana.
Where
like,
you're
I
like,
drop what I'm
they would
right
have to talk me
wrong.
Out of, oh, like, yeah. They would have to do something to talk me out of wanting to fuck them instead of, like, talk me into it. You know what I mean?
I mean, I see very attractive guys walking down the street all the time.
That you, but that you would, you're, where you're like, yeah, would smash.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm
but that's
no,
the
no,
thing,
that,
it's like.
That's not what I thought you were saying. Because would smash is a different level than what I thought you meant.
Like, yeah, that you are attracted to.
Yeah, like, I see guys walking down the street all the time where I'm like, okay, you're attractive. You're handsome. I would smash
all
that.
I think I'm very weird. I see people all the time where I'm like, they are attractive objectively. They
yeah.
have, an, but it does nothing for me.
But I got to hear their voice.
I have to hear their voice.
Yep, I gotta
it's
hear the voice.
A thing.
I have seen men walk up, and they are like big, burly, tatted motherfuckers, and then they walk up, and I'm like, "You are Hannah Montana."
See, I see people on the street that I'm attracted to like maybe twice a year.
Oh yeah.
What like, I thought,
but maybe it is a voice thing too that I because that is, I don't. Even really watch porn. I just listen to porn. Like,
oh,
I'm
I don't.
Very audio.
I have to turn the volume off.
Really? You have to turn the volume off? We're the exact opposite.
I turn the volume off and I don't watch gay porn.
What do you watch?
I do!
Straight porn.
Really?
Yeah, I watch straight porn. It's so much easier. Guys are more manly. They're more rugged.
Oh, no. I can't watch
a gay man being in a jock strap and glitter being like, yeah, man. No,
what porn stars are covered in glitter, girl?
Have you seen some of the porn lately?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah,
none of them are covered in glitter.
Yeah, and I
you got to watch amateur gay porn because they're not covered in glitter and you can get whatever type
and
you
also,
want.
You're in Chelsea. Most of them are your neighbors.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Not going to say anyone's name on the podcast. It's so tempting.
But they're not covered in glitter. And it's, yeah, you got to watch amateur.
Who's my neighbor?
Go, you're in Chelsea. Look at Sniffy sometime. And
he'll tell
out
you
who's
after.
Filming around you. They all listed in their profiles looking to film.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Their Hell's Kitchen and Hudson Yards are where, like, I mean, there's a building in Hell's Kitchen that's, like, semi famous because, like, I think, like, upwards of 10 OnlyFans gays live in there, and they like they kind of just take turns.
It's
and
like it's like this OnlyFans version of a TikTok house. I
right,
love that.
And there was a photo that went kind of viral that you might have seen where it was like one of them was hosting an orgy and their neighbor like across the way in the
oh god yeah I know I love that one
and I love him, he's so nice, but I was like, girl, the blinds.
Yeah, but still.
It's just so funny.
Yeah.
No glitter to be seen. Yeah,
well, I love that we have literally polar opposite porn habits.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
You turn the sound all the way off.
Yeah, usually.
And just watch
but
guy,
that makes
like,
sense because straight porn is all the woman, which is why in my head. No, I stopped because I was like, they're lying.
See? We know. We know. See?
Mm-hmm.
What can we hear? Sarah, can we hear your porn noise? Yeah, it's a lot of that. I my memories of watching straight porn in like high school, I was always just like, damn, she's getting her shit rocked.
I like watching the sometimes. I like watching glory hole porn.
Me too.
Straight glory hole porn.
Yeah, I think that's
how. Oh,
I no, gay. I find it a little weird. Like,
I like watching like when there's straight guy.
I don't fully wait. A straight guy getting his dick sucked from a woman. Like, I'm sorry, I don't understand why women are on the other side of glory hole.
No, but like a transgendered woman.
Oh, hold on. Now that's a new layer to it.
Yeah, but I don't see anything of them. I just see them getting the guy, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, that's hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're getting the guy, and it's the guy that I'm looking at. It's not. So it's kind of like straight porn.
Yeah. Did you ever watch like the Bait Boss videos where they like trick a straight guy?
No, those are so bad. Because they're so gay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the straight guy has 2 star tattoos on his cum gutters. We know.
I do have to get going. But the... do you remember Rex? Simon Rex?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Simon Rex. One of my first hot crushes.
Yeah.
He was so fucking hot. Oh, God. He was so... Oh, I just wanted to like, I wanted just him to like fuck the shit out of me or do something to him. Simon Rex, he was on like MTV. He had like had a few leaked.
Wrecked my Google history.
Yeah, he had a few leaked sex tapes.
Boy. Yes, very skatery.
Yeah.
Like very like, yeah.
Bro-y skatery. Yeah.
Yeah, but moody. You like moody boy.
Yeah, I love that.
Moody
skater. Yeah.
I love stupid, but moody stupid. That's a fun combo.
I like fucking the shit out of them.
Yeah, that's fun.
So we know you have to head out soon.
Yes.
Before you go, we ask every guest this at the end.
Yeah.
Who is so hot right now? Like as of this day, as of this time, not like an all-timer, but like who's just so hot?
Right now.
You're struggling.
Yeah.
Who skates? Who's a current skater?
I had sex with a professional skateboarder.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, you know who I'm going to... Hold on 1 second. I'm going to see this. Let me look at this. I bet I can tell you. Because this website does, like, really good, like... They show off, like, sports athletes, and I'm just like...
Sports athletes.
Oh,
sports
athletes.
As opposed to, you know, math.
Yeah. Ones. Oh, Phil Dunster.
Okay, okay. I'm gonna have to figure it
out. Oh yeah, Phil Dunster.
I haven't gotten
he's
a
so hot. Oh my God, yeah. And Carlos Rodon. He's a baseball player.
Oh, Phil Dunster
for the New York Yankees.
I've never seen that man.
Oh God, he's so fucking hot.
Phil Dunster is from Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Also something that I have.
Oh, heard. He's so just like
I don't like him dumb.
He just looks dumb and it's beautiful.
Yeah,
there's
a dude
I hook up with who I'm now realizing is also your type. And it just hit me.
Miguel Angel Silvestri, adorable. Totally.
Oh, the guy from Sensei.
Yeah, I would totally. Yeah, yeah.
He was real gay in that show. He's not though.
Yeah, I mean that's the kind of thing I like.
Yeah.
Sarah,
I love Cameron Young. Oh. Golfer, pro golfer, Cameron Young.
There is nothing farther from my type.
Oh, God, he's so hot.
That is so gross.
A photo that was like somehow 70% bulge, even though it was a full body picture.
That is
so
crazy. If you're wearing khakis, do not speak to me.
Yeah. Oh, that's so hot.
Sarah, who's so hot right now?
Aurora.
Who?
Listen, I'm obsessed with her right now.
Who's Aurora?
Okay. So
Disney princess
Bjork can't reincarnate because she is still alive. So Aurora is basically her Horcrux. She is a tiny little pseudo Bjork. She's from Iceland. You've probably heard one of her songs. She has that like insanely high voice, that's like very ethereal, and it's like a bunch of her songs are like TikTok sounds. You know what I mean? She's that one of those.
Not on the talk.
Not on the talk, but also Instagram. It's also if it's a TikTok sound in 2 weeks, it's an Instagram sound.
Yeah.
You know. But she's like Icelandic and weird and just
well, one it, and the same. Sorry.
I know. No, but if you see an interview with her, she looks like she's about to say that she wants to be inside the television. Like it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I just love that Bjork was like, oh, let me just have a little like sproutling.
By budding,
By budding, she like sprouted this and it's amazing. And I love her. And she's just such a cute little weirdo. And I'm pretty sure she's autistic.
Yeah.
Well,
which is so in right now.
Yeah.
I'm very much blanking on who's hot right now.
Yeah, who's hot right now?
The answer is always Paul Mescal. He was just spotted in New York.
Mescal,
you're right.
I just learned
this.
He was
just spotted in New York.
Everyone's in New York these days. New York is back. Fashion is back.
He's dressed as such a little slut. Mm-hmm. Also Zendaya.
Zendaya is very hot right
now.
Yeah.
I mean, she just pulled, like, her stylist, LaRoche, just pulled, like, a historic fashion piece for, like, the Dune premiere. I'm seeing Dune on Saturday. I'm very excited. But, like, yeah. I mean, my thing is Zendaya is, like, a fashion person because she's so thin. Like,
I know.
No one else can wear anything she wears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, half the time when people are, like, she's styled incredibly, I'm kind of like, or is she thin? In a way,
it is both, though. I think it's both because there are other thin people.
But I'm just saying there's a certain point where you're like, would that look good on anyone else?
Yeah.
If no, I don't think you're actually styled well. I just think you have an insane body.
Yeah.
Which is also, like, that in itself is a talent, but, like, we sometimes have to acknowledge some people are just thin and, like, yeah, it's impossible to fit in something and you can. Wow. Good for you. I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do feel like fashion is back.
Fashion is so back.
And I'm excited for that. Although a lot of that is just because of fucking Ozempic.
Yeah, the girls are getting skinny again.
Skinty.
They're getting that early 2000s skinny.
Love that.
Yeah, but they're all older, so they look gaunt. It's no good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Oscar, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
Yeah.
This was a great job.
Do you
want
to tell the people where they can find you?
You can catch me on Instagram. It's Oscar Aiden, ITS Oscar Aiden, and then TikTok. I guess if you just look up Oscar Aiden, you'll find me.
You have a show too. No. Oh, Oscar?
No. So I am doing a relaunch, rebrand of my podcast.
Oh.
And it's going to be called Dixappointed.
Okay.
And so I will be doing that.
Can you tell
if I can
about?
Get off my gay ass, stop playing video games, and actually get to it, then yes, that's what it will be.
I'm not
it'll
mad,
be coming out.
I'm just disappointed.
Yeah, it'll be coming out, premiering March 30th, which is my birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'll be doing a little fun premiere.
I love that.
You can find me on everything at Tyler H. Mead. Also, Sarah and I's monthly show, Hot One Gay One, is making a return. This is coming out after our next show in March. However, April
14th, 9 p.m. at The Stand. It's going to be my birthday show.
Birthday. We're going to book it out eventually and have people that we can announce, but we haven't gotten there yet.
But they'll be really good. So
they'll be great because we have to. We got to do something. We're going to have a big old blowout. But yeah, it's going to be a good time. Sarah, where can they find you?
You can find me at Sarah B. Hartshorn on all the things. Follow me on social media so I get my validation.
Yeah. And thank you all so much for listening. Rate and subscribe. Follow Oscar. He's great.
Thank you.
Okay, love you so much. Bye-bye.